holding here the mission of the Valentinian. I think holding gam je što imaš, ama je što Valentinian mojim nosim na jesnik koji šajem. Right? I think that's right.
Yeah.
So, the first one he said that the reason why the Valentinian mojim nosim na jesnik are because you could, we saw this one also, Venus, because I think we saw the piece that somebody who has a shaykhaz with the Russia also has a kesher with it. And the Mela is Nicholas of Russia. Whereas somebody who is, and that's why he, both of them are Taka Rishon. The first chat was, you have to look at them as a charm so that you can really criticize both of them. And this one over here only says that each one has to be, you have to look at both of them as a sham. Because that's some, if they're caught up in some sort of Indian, then Mithama de Rishon. That was the second chat over here. By being like the Urchadayanim. Umurgalias Adam Nusul Bazer. Shadayim Chayshiv is Echad Lit Sadik Yesem Echaveri. So it's normal. And the Nela, the Dayim is because normally a person sees one person as being more right than the other one. I want to add a Nakuda here, I want to explain something. We spoke before about the fact that there's a very practical side to this, that people tend to have preconceptions. Therefore, it's much there should be a show. There's also an akuda of the same Indian, but a little bit on a more of a aimic ayfin. It says by in Echa, the hey comes before the ayin, the prokim that will be said Allah face. And Chazal says because ikdimu, because the miragdim were makdim per la ayin. The pair came before the ayin. They said things before they saw them. It says, "Ein ledayin elamashayim." So, first upshot is that is telling me the malus of the dayanim. That dayanim, how they see it, how they call it, that's the way it is. Kilo coming to reaffirm that he trusted dayanim and whatever he said is okay. That's one intent. Ein ledayin elamashayim. There's a fakir to that. A person naturally, just 1 minute. Hello? Yeah. A person naturally projects. A person has two way find him how to look at the Bria. He could be a Makabal, he could be a Mashpia. The Teva Adam is that he would like to be Mashpia. He'd like to project his Havana, Tfisa, Yedia, Vahulu onto the Bria. That's Teva Adam. To sit back and to take what's given to him is count Teva Adam. Don't like to be told what to do. Don't like to be bottled to something. They want to be claimed. So Akash Baruch with Teva Adam, Yeshua means project. A person goes into a field and says, this is chelak of the field. It's going to be for apples. It's going to be for oranges. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. So Adam likes to project his mitzvahs onto the what's around him. Midas HaMishpat is mechayev that a person not project his what he would like to be onto the mitzvahs, but fakat to absorb the mitzvahs and to be done. To be oimed b'mishpat and b'din on the priya means to be mekabel what the priya is giving you, and there be'etzem a kaveh. The Veld thinks that the shefet is a kaveh. A shefet is a keret. A shefet in the mitzias is kaveh, and the shefet is the one that's megala what the mitzias is. There's a we see it by Kadosh Baruch Hu. When people think when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in midas in midas hamishpat, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his highest darga. Kilu, that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is strongest, I guess would be the right word to say it. And it's not true. It's not the other way around. When Midas HaMishpat means that I'm the one that's Kaveah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the cashier. If I come to the cashier with 10 items, he marks down 10 items. Midas HaMishpat is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nichna to the Bria. It's just that Mishpat is a clear reflection of the Bria. When the other Hanhaga that the Ramchal calls Midas HaYichud, it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself as not being shaykh to the Bria. So it's Ochen Asha Ochen and Richam Tisar Rachim. It's got no shaykhs to you people. Whatever you do, I'm doing what I want to do. And the way I see it, that's going to happen. A person is a shutif in the world of Mishpat. And a person can be shaykh in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a chelek of that. And that's where Seichel comes in. That's where Das comes in. A person cannot make gzeiros on the world of his own, except as Ratzon HaBreira and so on, you know, when he's being mechazik to Chaim Sadat. But there are no gzeiros for the sake of imprinting your ego onto the world. That doesn't exist. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have these two mahalachim. You have a mahalach of mishpat, and you have a mahalach of yichud. Mishpat is a reflection of the Bria. When a person is a shayfet, the most important thing is that there not be any, that it be called a reflection of the mitzias, not a reflection of himself. I think we once mentioned, it says by Aaron HaKoyen, that because he was Zeicha, that's why he was Zeicha to have the Choshen on his heart. The Choshen was Mechapan Ives Adin, the Choshen called Choshen HaMishpat. And the Shverka is to understand, why does Midas Tovus have to do with Mishpat? It's a very nice thing, but it's not, they should put the tzitz on the head, not the Zeratze on Ives Adin. The Torah says Ives Adin is never a product of Seichel. If a person's das is made this way or that way, it's emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, go down and see what if Yosef Ni says. There is no toss in Mishpat. Shikol Das is not a toss. There's a Mishpat is a toss, but Shikol Das is not a toss. But if a person has a negia, so that the etzim is not Mishpat. Mishpat means with seichel's machriya and not leiv. The leiv is my makam of rotzen, and it seeks to adapt the bria to my rezonis. The seichel, it looks at the bria and asks itself, what is the bria, and seeks to adapt itself to the metzias around him. So the meila, the kli that Aaron has, that's mechapan, even a mishpat, is k'neged liboy, and he was zeicha to it because he saw the simchas achiv. The fact that there was no projection of self in the ma'isa, that's why that taharas aleiv is a kapora for every even a mishpat that's going to be. So the meila, since every person has some preconception, and every person has an attempt to project his own, even his own havana on the bria, but the minute you project your havana, then the meila, it's wrong. So that's why you have to look at both baladinim as a shayim, or as they both have equal shayim. He says. And that's why you can't be Ka'orcha Dayanim. Orcha Dayanim, in a sense, is they're the ones that try to be Kaveh the outcome. They prepare the din in order to try to have a certain halach and what they want as an outcome. That's puzzle. So he says, people have a preconception, but they'll try to see everything that way. I just let people off again a topic. It's tangential, but not tangential, because maybe $500,000 for Spicer. But that $100,000 he gives every year, he said, five kids says Moses, whatever. Now, an Indian comes up. The Hakarasa Tov is Mechayev advocating for your tzad. And it is. It's that Mechayev. But what you can't do, and unfortunately it's not always so blur, what you can't do is you can't pretend to be an objective person and say it objectively. In other words, if a did of mine who's helped me a lot wants to do something, and he wants my hamlatz on it, I can tell whoever to begin with, it's business, shidduch, that I know this person very well. He's a very close did of mine, and I think that he has the following wonderful milas, and that's why I feel. But if the person is looking to me as an objective advice, should I invest or not invest? Should I do the shirsh, not do the shirsh, whatever it is? I can't say I'm telling you my das player, this is what should be. I'm telling you that this is what you should do. It's wrong. It's an avlah because you're putting in your puffer the day because you're a gavadava. I've heard people and people are chashu people saying, I'm saying this without the gears. It's not the pshat that a person doesn't have it. He's pretending he loves and he loves, but he's in the gabadava. Somebody told me once, I once had a smite, sort of, I was trying to be pshat babach to come to yeshiva, and he had started, and then he asked me, so, what do you think? So I said, I have the gears. I can tell you the start of the but I can't tell you the eitzah. He said, make believe you don't have the gears. I said, that's absurd. I said, the Torah put that a laugh for Dayan to be shayfit when he has an agabatava. Why can't it just say he rose and kilo trailing the gear and paskin? Well, what does it mean? The Torah is made that Hashnechat Yav ain't a pikchim. So how has a person, I've heard people say it, Rabban Hashir is, it's true that I have the gears, but I'm saying this about the gears. I don't know, it's an akira in the whole Indian of din and chayshim mishpat and so on. A person should know there's nothing wrong. I am in a gebet of the mela, I see that stud in the type. That's the way Kach Baruch made the priya, and that's why Kach Baruch said that what I'm supposed to do is I'm supposed to say kulul taiva and say I'm in a gea, and what I'm saying is what I see, but my seeing is possible. You can't accept it as a mishpat. You can accept it as a hamlata, which definitely is correct. I once saw Reb Chaim Shlomo Zman Evracha. This was a ploy rather than a Musarik in the Kodesh. Reb Chaim Shlomo used to read Hamlatas of Bachim at Yeshiva. I went in a few times at Bachim, and Reb Chaim's seeing what the person wrote was extraordinary. He would sit, read it, and then his finger would circle around the word. Sometimes I don't even know if the person intended it, but he would catch a slip. You know, people, nobody writes things that have no shaychus. You write, and you attempt to write it to project a certain image, but it comes through. There was one bacha who was shvach ha-tacha, but the Rosh Hashiva owed his father big hakaras ha-tayv, and he wrote him a very warm hamlatza. The hamlatza read that, you know, in it is also that besides his personal mileage, he's a bar avin, and his father's a very special person, there's an Adam Chashuv, and who tremendous Hakar Satayv, the Nefesh Ma'am, and continued on. And I don't know if the person intended to be Meramizit or didn't even intend it, but Zud Reb Chaim saw it, he circled it. I took the Bahrain, and Reb Chaim said, Yamashnei. You know, and he understood that the person was writing Mitrech Hakar Satayv, Mitrech Ididus, which is fine, that there's a big marker for that. But don't tell the person afterwards, I'm telling you have to do the shidduch because it's the Gvaldik shidduch. So if you don't have the keys, can you take the fires yourself? Okay, good. If a person feels he can do it, he can do it. But if a person has the keys, and to tell somebody who's being recovered your words as a shefet emes, I've never understood that. It's an avlo. It's wrong. It's hefach elementary halachas. And it's true, the Chaznish says that Adam Gavafon can rise above his nikkiyus. That's where it's not the halach. In other words, in my hanhaga with other people, I have to be mishtadel not to, to, my negius. If I see somebody else who did me an avla, but he needs my help, I have to rise above my negius and be as a helpful as I can. That goes the really signaling sitter. If I see somebody who's done me a lot of good things, but this person has studim that needs musar d'chacha, I have to be misgaber on my natural inclination to smooth it away and say, listen, we have gevalik yedidus, and that's why I want to tell you there's certain things I think that some corrections, so on and so forth. That's in personal hug, not in global rise of the gift. But to someone else, it's us and it's buffer. It's common people say it. And so somebody once went a step further, and I couldn't, somebody was like, buffer about where you should go there to show, and whatever. I held one place, someone else held another place, fine. So this other person comes back to me and said, I called up the Rishashiva of the place that I feel the buffer should go to. I asked him, tell me without Nikias, where do you think the Bacha should go to? And the guy told me, I'm telling you without Nikias, this is, you think you should come to me. I don't know what the words mean. It's like saying a hot, cold bath. I don't know what the words, I'm telling you without Nikias that you should come to me. I haven't had yet what that means exactly. But on Kapanim, it's a very, it's a very important, the altar of the Vardik, there was a kitzenius to get chinuch for the sinyan. He once had to make a decision about, there was a shaila to whether he should be Mr. Asik in a certain inyan in another town, whether to give tichacha, to do a pool, or whatever it was, there was a suffix there. The other town was Kamar at the other end of Russia. He got on a train, went for a few days, and got to the train station over there. He sat at the train station, he took a Dr. Shaila, and he decided not to, that he's not supposed to get involved, and he came back. He said had he made the decision sitting in a Vardik, it's clear it would have been tainted with the Nikia, that he didn't want to make that train trip. But once he made the trip and he's sitting there, now he's got a Klara cup and so on. So I could put him in that a person has to be Nabuchadayonim, and he has to sit back and so on and so forth, that the person has to be very zohir not to project. Orcha deyonim means people sitting and being mishtadled by the dayan. He has to go for care. Orcha deyonim means he's preparing inyan how the dayan should see it. He's got to see it objectively. The fakir. The chen was horas shimon meshatach la'avos chakir beidim. Ki nimza har bedrochum l'shanes beidish lahem. V'dobe ze yisoy dodol. Kate Moisel from the Bama Bengus, Akaria Mila Achas, Shakol Tolibay. It's very rare that an aide is giving over an objective inyan. Because also the aide saw something, and what he's giving over, it's not a video, he's giving over the way he saw it. And there's a Tosefes Mila, no Chisar Mila. Chakiras are the vehicle to be oimed exactly on what happened. The name Shin Nizabit Varkas, for example, there's another important Indian that people should be careful when they're questioning Aiden, because there's always a lead. You're always leading the aid. The aid gets a sense from you which direction. He will follow your lead and subconsciously or consciously keep going with that line. The double day in third period. I have also, I guess, to go off on another similar Indian. The derech klal, Edim don't see things clearly, that's for sure. Valetvarim certainly don't see things clearly, even if they mean to be emes. And a very typical matzav is, and again, a person will come to a Rav and will tell him a story, and it's the Kurb Devemis. The person's pouring his heart out, he's telling you that. The people, everyone tells a story favorable for him. I've really seen a normal person say, this might have happened. I think I blew it on myself. I think, I started first, and I think so on and so forth. Those type of mice don't exist. A person will tell you a mice that is 95% emes. Shalom bayis, it's magia like that. Any person who was sitting with you in the light, who will, most of Sunday will have to do with two kids in a class, shalom bayis of husband and wife, Kabbalah, Devarim, and a Kehillah, nobody's story is emes. Simply because a person sees a story in his mind, shapes it in a certain way. That's natural. And a person has to know whatever is a story from one side, he hasn't heard emes. And again, I've seen time and again, people that should be in positions to know better will hear one side. That side is the Erlach side, it's the emes side, and we'll paskin. I know somewhere I was involved. Two people had a chesh mishpat fight, and I said, fight, this could be one of them was completely right, because one of them could be wrong. No clear. I thought, they were a fight, and this person had his money, it's kulash, it's kulash. One person went to a chashva person, told him his story. The person was very turned on, and very moved by it. And he called up the second side and said, I'm holding my putting out a settle against you. He answered the following questions. What does it mean? If the halacha is, if one side tells over the story, she like that in front of the other side, in front of a dying, the dying's puzzle. There's no, you can't hear one side without the other side. And beforehand, it puzzles you to be made. The teva advarim is a normal person, means emistic, sees it that way, feels it that way, and when he tells it to dying, and there's nobody there checking the story, being opposite, it's wrong. The husband and wife, the same thing. In almost every single case where there's a problem in husband and wife, if you hear one side, you must hear the emes. And then you hear the other side. So you have two choices. Either you fly back and you have charat of what you said to the first side, and then you feel like a shmata, you flip-flap back and forth. That's one not good result. Or you become stubborn because you don't want to go back because you feel your chayshus on your personal solution to Medina, and then you tell the other tzad, that they're wrong and you're not willing to hear and so on and so forth. I mean, the anoshim gedolim that I've been to say the following, each in his own language. I hear what you're saying. You came to me for an eitzah. Let me explain. The way you see it and understand it, this is what you should do. Do I think this is the way it is? I don't think so. I'm not sure it's so. I don't have it that. It's when people are an argument and so forth. But if this is the way you feel, you understand, this would be the right move you make. But what happens is a person will go to Adam Gadol Plain Almighty all the time, and they will tell him a story, and the person will say, terrible. And you're very right. The person will go back to the other side and say, this is Gadol said, that you're right. And if you're lucky and you have a gabbai on your side, the gabbai will not let in the other side because the other side is coming from the tray of cup. And when you hear both stories, if you hear them together, you usually begin to see where the emes is between two stories and where each person has a little bit tosefes, a little bit dimyon, and so on and so forth. I mean, it's so shchiach. I mean, anyone who's in any hanhog of Sarara or anything of that nature, I can't emphasize how important it is to understand that every statement, any human being, is subjective. And it's true by two Edim, and that's why you need two Edim, so that you get a sense of the emes that came out Beit Shneihem. And it certainly is the lachav kama v'kama v'kama true by Baal HaDvarim. The Mela, a person needs to bear in mind when he's in Anhaga of any type of leadership or any type of hashbara of people. This is the real issue. I'm sorry, I went off so much, but it's one of the things that I noticed so much. I think it's a terrible thing that people are not here. There's no such thing as going to Adam Gadol when it's an inyan with another party and coming out with a psak, a daya, a shita that's mechayev the other tzad. Yourself, whatever you mekabel yourself this Adam Gadol's words, you do what he says. That's great. But if you have a sit with another party and you come to him, whatever he told you is for you. It's not to get the other person because you have no excuse to present an issue, copy another person through Adam Gadol. It's done all the time. It's a terrible thing. I mean, Yochai Knievsky a lot of times will be he will give that answer when it's to people, or he will tell the person very clearly, I'm telling you very clearly, you're asking a shayla, I'm telling you what you heard. What I'm telling you has nothing to do with the other person. It's Chesh Mishpat, and it requires the best who has both tzadim. I'm telling you, kifir aisenecha, what you should do. Okay. Vehine, meitchom bo l'takna dibadov shekot boi. Gam kikvar manu ke echot min azug bo l'hadro mitzvah esei. Shekol mitzvah esei avat Hashem yisparach. Vashen el yira. Ulekaf bo azug adil l'hadro l'mishpat. Asha b'mishpat ish av ish yira. Ki ha-mishpat ish b'mitzvah b'tzarek yishom yisecha. V'chein yish gam kin ma shalo yaseh shalo yabes ha-mishpat. V'yaseh olu b'mishpat. I think we spoke about this a while back. Just refresh it about mishpat being both an essay and a los essay. Every mishpat, let's take an example. When a person carves out an image out of stone or out of wood, whatever, there are two things that are happening. There is stone and wood that's being removed, and there's an image that's being imparted onto the wood and the stone. In other words, mishpat is not just this is bad, that's bad, let's punish the Rishayim, and that's it. It's giving a tsurus of toiv. There is a very sharp positive sign that is the result of mishpat, and that's it. This is Avgash, but we fat a fears of mishpat and not karim avat Hashem itzvah. Ki mishu oiv Hashem toch oiv es mishpatay. Ki ha mishpat alikim. In other words, mishpat is not, the tachas of mishpat is not the punishment. It's the tsurus, the thalmo alikim, that the bri is mislavish. It's just like a human being, if it's a verim on this shape, one hand is longer, one foot is shorter, one eye is bigger, it's lacking in shleimutz. When the velt has, when Reuven has more than is magia to him on the cheshbon of Shimon, Shimon has a blonde Levi and so on, it's distorted. So when the Bria has mishpat, And this zug is giving over another nekuda that's step further. Then he goes into, we'll skim over it because it's a little bit late. He goes into a shaila, the next piece of whether, you know, he said they were Nesim and Avbezdins. So the Nesim was the positive ones, Avbezdins were the ones that were saying the Loisa say, so Yehudim and Tavishim and Tavishim, it's the other way, he's saying, Al Tatat Mon Karachat Yanim, and Shimshon says, Have a Marbalachkar. He brings here a machloikis in the Gemara as to whether or not there was a, whether or not which one was the Nasi, which is not Bezin. Definitely Shtim the Shita, so he says. Vashmatit the Hocha is Kechachavim Masya. Mikomo Kam Enzo Hocha, the Raikol Kach, that we should look at Fash after Tanakama Shoma, Yudim Batabe Nasi. In other words, can be talking about the positive side. Or Hadayonim are people who are trying to shape the Mishpat. You be the ones that allows the Mishpat to shape your opinion. And basically what you're saying is not accept their words to keep away their scarves from the din. So you could flip it around and understand each one the opposite side here and so on. Then he says, I am how the hemshech of the Musa, he says, is also he goes from Ibnil Bechutz, there's the person around him, the bias, then you have the people that are more immediately around them, Rav Chava, and finally you come to the Tzibur, Mishpat is on hug with the Tzibur, and it's the furthest reach out of the thing outside him, and B'meila, he says, even though it's the furthest out, that doesn't really have a shaykh with the people, but Lamaisa, you know, the Rabbi of Hashem, the Talmud of Hashem, they basically have Hashem, but the fact that you are a dayan on a tzibur means that you have some chibur to tzibur. And that tikkun is a tikkun of Dharam as well. a person is in the position of being mashpia, at the end of the day, it's a tikkun in himself. The Torah talks about you, and if a person has in himself some charge of a tzibut, at the end, it's a tikkun in the person himself, or fachas sholakel. Any questions?
In order to every single person to understand and to take something out of these Mishnayos, which on the surface they seem to apply only to a specific, very unique group of people in Klal Yisrael, like Dayanim and so on, so the Pshat, we're supposed to kind of, you know, there's a Bechina of Arche Dayanim in every person in everyone's life, you know, when dealing with people.
No, definitely. So you have, listen, every argument, neighbors, if people in the shul, Machlokes is a chelik of life.
Right.
Unfortunately, but it's there. So, how do I deal? Somebody comes and tells me, also did an avod of that. And the person's mamish, you know, the current of the emes. What am I supposed to think? That, you know, and if we would be able always to understand that studim lekan lekan, we'd be able to avoid a lot of machlokes. Because we'd say, you know, our advice to the person would be different. Our is not going to be different. It's always because I'm caught up with this person's story. It's swept up with it without understanding. There's another tzad, and then when I understand that there's another tzad, I'm back again in a bind if I should listen to the person, or should I go back and kill Afkharata or not?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Shkaya.
Shkaya.
Good. Cold. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.